What's good? It's your girl TT on a mic with an episode of Dope Conversations. On this episode, I'm just going to talk about this year and basically everything that's just been going on in my life. But I'm going to do it in a different rate. So I wrote a not so love letter to 2019. Okay, here it goes. Dear 2019, this year was full of great memories, history-making moments, lessons learned, and great losses. 2019, you have pushed and pulled me in ways I would have never imagined. First of all, you challenged my creativity, forcing me to go beyond my comfort zone, staying creative even when my life is seemingly falling apart, hone in on my skills and find new ways to sell myself and find different ways to survive. Second of all, sis, you forced me to let go of the things that no longer served me. You forced me to see myself in the eyes of others. You challenged my pride and my ego, and I lost by a landslide. You made me sit in my truth in ways I was never ready for. You revealed truths about my life I wasn't even prepared for. You made me question my purpose and whole reason for existing. You reminded me I have a long ways to go to heal from my past. And you humbled me. Oh my God, you humbled and humiliated me audaciously. You took people away from me I thought I could not ever live without. 2019 basically looked me in the eyes and said, sis, you ain't shit, but sis, you are everything and more. I had to take you beyond your norms to expose you to the things that keeps you awake at 4:30 in the morning. The you that turns heads when you walk in a room. That you that the world is waiting for you to embrace, engage, and enjoy. I had to remind you that you don't have it all figured out, but I am going to help you find purpose in your still moment. You are more than this season, this year, and this chapter. I had to make this chapter dope enough to read, but real enough to turn a page. Hate me or love me, you won't get to the next you without going through me. So despite your crying, complaining, contemplating, procrastinating, and doubting, you still flourish, sis. Yeah, the ride was bumpy. Oh, it was rough. But sis, did you die though? I would like to dedicate this episode to my beautiful cousin, Mercedes, who literally has been on my behind for Lord knows how long about how I need to get back into podcasting. And she even confirmed that I need to go back with Anchor because she don't even really deal with podcasting like that, but she loves listening to them. And she referred me back to Anchor, and I promised her today that I would do a podcast. And so, Sadie, I love you, okay? I'm doing it. This season will be longer than two episodes. I promise you guys, I have so much more dope conversations coming to you. And I just want you guys to go back and just send me different messages about how did 2019 treat you, or is 2019 still kicking your ass? Because baby, she is kicking mine. I cannot believe I went through all of this, but it was still a year full of great opportunities that I couldn't change and wouldn't change for the world. And guess what? We are actually going to go in and really talk about a lot of great things that's happened this year. And I cannot wait to share those with you. Thank you guys for listening. I love you. I actually went back and heard those voice messages that I didn't even know was there because I had deleted the app. Y'all, I am team Apple now, okay? Your girl got the Mac. She got the iPhone 10, and I have an Apple Watch and AirPods. We will get a dope conversation out if I gotta sit in my car and do it in traffic, okay? And if you ever been in Houston, you know rush hour is no joke. All right, I love you guys, and I will see you on the next Dope Conversation.